Good morning. So there are thousands of people who were told to get to higher ground on Friday. Most of them headed out and heeded that warning. Emergency officials on the Oregon coast are mostly happy with how Friday's massive evacuation was handled, but there were a few hiccups. 1110 KBND's Lori Ropp has more.
In the popular beach cities of Seaside and Cannon Beach, it was the middle of the night when the warning went out, but most people didn't waste any time getting to higher ground. Tom Bennett with Clatsop County says the one problem this tsunami emergency uncovered was people who didn't have a landline and hadn't registered their cell phone numbers with the county to be notified through the reverse 911 system. Bennett says some people also didn't understand how long the warning was in effect.
You know, we got the beaches cleared before the waves were set to arrive, but not too long after, some people started going back, seeming to think that, well, the first wave didn't come, so it's safe. And we, you know, want to just, you know, get the word out very clearly to people that tsunamis are not a wave. They are a series of waves, and they can go on for hours and hours.
The worst waves struck the Oregon coast in the mid and late morning hours. I'm Lori Robb reporting 1110 KBND Radio News.
The Oregon Attorney General's office is warning about scammers who will take advantage of the Japanese earthquake and tsunami. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports.
After the earthquake hit Haiti, scammers posing as charities tried to rip people off. Tony Green in the Attorney General's office says, donor beware.
One thing to do is to give money to charities that you know about already in advance.
Green says some local legitimate charities include Mercy Corps and Medical Teams International. They have others listed on the Attorney General's website.
You should always check with our charities, our charitable activity section, to make sure the charity is legitimate.
They have not received any complaints yet, but they expect they will. In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Bend police planned another limited search yesterday for 72-year-old Bend woman missing since last Wednesday. Sandra Meyer's car was found in the Old Mills Shopping Center parking lot, but no sign of Sandra. She was last seen by her husband Wednesday night when she supposedly headed to a book club meeting. Friends and family were out searching for any signs of her yesterday and Sunday in the Old Mill District.
God, if we can bring her home, that's just the best possible solution to this whole mystery. Absolutely. Barring that, anything, any little piece of evidence, you know, whatever that would remind us that Sandy has been here.
Volunteers handed out flyers to people at the Old Mill and around town in an effort to find her. The Deschutes County Health Service Department recently confirms a local resident recently died from hantavirus. 1110 KBND's Julia Gray tells us the county officials are giving a warning about the disease and how it is contracted.
It's the fourth death from hantavirus in Deschutes County and the 16th in the state since 1993. Tom Kuhn with the health department says the disease is carried primarily by rodents, especially the deer mouse. And if you find mouse droppings in your home, take precautionary measures before cleaning them up.
Protecting yourself includes to not sweep, dust, or vacuum the area. As I said, that can spread it through the air. Make sure you wear a face mask and disposable gloves, and then mix a solution of bleach and water, and then spray that solution onto the area where the droppings or like a mouse nest might be, and let it soak for a little bit, and then wipe it up and dispose of everything, including the gloves.
Kuhn says the virus appears 1 to 6 weeks later and can be mistaken for a cold at first before it develops. He adds that there is no known cure for the virus at this time, but it cannot be transmitted person to person. Julia Gray, 1110 KBND Radio News.
A Republican-backed plan to make it easier to open charter schools has failed in the Oregon House. The bill would allow charter school proponents to go to the State Board of Education if they believe a school board is not allowing fair negotiation of a proposal for a new charter school.
This bill attempts to get at some of the problems that have occurred in the negotiation process of an initial charter contract.
Opponents say the bill would reduce local control and remove a requirement for community approval of a proposed school. That is a look at your news. I'm Donna James. Depend on us. News Talk 1110 KBND.